Paul Hemingway, Director of Camp Operations at St. John Fisher, joining us live this morning on WBEN as the Bills open training camp there today. Hey, Paul, thanks for being on with us this morning. It's got to be an exciting day for you.
Yeah, Brian, Susan, good morning. I'll tell you, I'm about 50 yards from your WGR colleagues. I see Jeremy and Joe just around the corner from me.
Oh, awesome. Hey, you know, Paul, how exciting and how difficult is it to get ready for day one? I mean, day one for the team, it's day one for the fans that come too.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, from a preparation standpoint here at the university, it's been nearly a year process. When the Bills broke camp last August, we started to get ready for 2025, and it really does take a village to get camp ready here. Our facilities team, our dining team, our information technology team, like, we all do everything at this university to get this place ready for an NFL team. So it's quite an undertaking, and we are delighted that I would say opening day is here.
And the Bills are one of a few teams now that go away for camp. I mean, it used to be just about every team in the league. Only a handful remain, and the Bills are one of them. And you got to be happy to have them over at St. John Fisher, where in the Rochester area, we know there's a ton of Bills fans, and everyone getting a little bit closer to the action around this time of year.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, just to see the buzz in the community. And I think, again, like, this really kicks off the football season. I think everybody knows that when the Bills come to Pittsford, when the Bills come to Fisher, that means football's here. It's really interesting. Just the past couple days, as the team has rolled in, just to see fans walking around campus and taking pictures of, you know, signage. And as camp comes to life, you can just tell that this whole community is really, really in a tizzy, and they're ready to go.
Can you talk about the atmosphere there where, I mean, fans get up close with those players like nowhere else? It's really one-on-one.
It really is. It's very similar to, I would say, like a baseball spring training, where you can get near the players and you get down on the field. Everything is close. Everything is within walking distance. I think a lot of these NFL stadiums, you feel really far removed, or maybe you just watch it on TV. So I think the opportunity for people to be, you know, within a few feet of some of their heroes, it's really amazing.
It's a really cool atmosphere at training camp. Are you surprised at all at the popularity boom of camp? We've been talking about this throughout the entire week where, I mean, maybe it's not surprising because the Bills are so good. The Bills are so hot right now. But we used to be giving away tickets to training camp. I mean, there'd be, you know, anyone could go to training camp anytime they wanted. Now there's a lottery system. I mean, hardly anybody's getting these callbacks for tickets because the interest and demand is so great. Does it surprise you how much that's changed?
I think you hit it on the head there, Brian. I think it has a lot to do with the success of the team. I think the team, you know, the Bills are a national team now, right? There are fans from all over the country that I think want to see them. We have the extra layer of Hard Knocks this year, and then that's getting a lot of publicity. So I think it's a convergence of all those things together that have made this camp probably one of the most popular ever. Yes.
How many tickets were available for each practice?
You know, I don't think the team discloses that. I know every day we've got a few thousand people that come in here. It's a fairly small campus. We really can't fit that many people on campus. That intimate setting kind of relates back to the point of it is hard to get a ticket because there's not a lot of them out there.
You mentioned Hard Knocks. Obviously, they're focusing in a lot on the team, but do you think we'll see a lot of St. John Fisher and the camp operations when that goes on HBO?
Yeah, I definitely do. I've had a chance to talk to some of their leadership team and their executive producer. And, you know, one of the things they do really well is just making, the facilities and the area that they focus on looking spectacular. We have a beautiful campus to begin with. So selfishly for us here at Fisher, we are excited to see our university on a national stage and, the beauty that is St. John Fisher, to be able to see that on HBO, it's going to be super cool for us.
Yeah. You know, with Hard Knocks, Paul, do they have full access? I mean, what is it like working with them?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So they've worked a lot with the team to determine where they can and cannot go. I've worked a lot with them on finding meeting space for them, finding a control room for them. I've seen them out here scouting. They've been flying their drones. I do think there probably are some areas that we are all sensitive to, and they will not be. But I think fans that tune in and watch the show will have really a greater appreciation for what goes on behind the scenes of an NFL training camp.
Well, I can't wait to see it. I think it's going to be pretty cool. You know, speaking of behind the scenes for an NFL training camp, I don't know, maybe you have a little bit of insight into this, but what is harder or more difficult, feeding thousands of college students or feeding 90 NFL players?
I really do think the college students are probably more difficult. They might be more fickle. We have an amazing dining services team here. We partner with the Bills. The Bills really do a nice job of telling us what they want, when they want it. Their dietitians are here. Their nutritionists are here. They all basically eat in one central location, whereas during the school year, we probably have six or seven different areas for our students to eat. So I would say college students are probably a little bit more difficult to serve than an NFL team.
What's on the breakfast menu today?
I've got a cup of coffee in my hands right now. I haven't seen what's on the breakfast menu. Knowing the team, it's high protein. There might be some whole fruit smoothies. I'm sure something nutritious, especially the first day of practice. It's going to be hot the next couple days. There's probably some hydration stations going on. I'm sure it's serving their needs well.
I mean, it's a lot of food that we're talking about, going to feed some hungry guys, although I don't know, I could put down quite a bit when I was a college freshman, so maybe they can't quite compete. Well, Paul, it's going to be a busy time for you. Best of luck over the next few weeks, and you know, hopefully we can check in again.
Yeah, for sure, anytime. Brian, Susan, it's great to talk to you. I appreciate you having me on.
Paul Hemingway, Director of Camp Operations at St. John Fisher, joining us live.